This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Set the stage for what's going on here. Dr. Joy Brown is going to help you with the friendship in a few moments. If you've been having trouble with friends, we'll help you save your friendship. And it could play well here with Jennifer Horn especially. I'm getting tired of her.
What?
And
noticed you're being a little mean to me.
Yeah. I haven't been mean to you.
During her TV report earlier this morning, you were like, come on, let's go.
Well, because she was going too slowly.
Are you sick of me, Doug?
No. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand. Roberta, maybe, but not you. Actually, I'm not sick of Roberta because she hasn't been here enough lately for me to get into that.
You guys are like this, like, kind of cool married couple where you take breaks from each other and everything's cool when you come back.
Yeah, I'm an expert in that. Yeah. I understand it perfectly.
Hey, I've got to go to California for 6 weeks. I'll talk to you in a month.
Right, yeah. And that may be the best way that, you know, that's how relationships maybe with some people ought to go. Anyway, let's talk about that later. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Roberta Fasnelli, my dear friend, is here. Jennifer Horn, my dear friend. Ken Kessler, my dear friend. Rich McFadden, my dear friend. All of us are friends, and we are near and dear to each other, and you hopefully get that as you listen to us go through the issues of the day, have conversations about what's going on. The stories we want to share with you include, but not limited to, what's going on over in the eastern sections of the planet. I suppose it may be western, depending on where you come from. If you're Europe, it's the east. If you're America, it's the West, but the focus on China. Okay.
You know what? I have to apologize.
Really?
You weren't paying attention.
I just looked up at the television for a split second.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing a story about Bruce Willis's daughter, Scout Willis.
Yeah.
Apparently walking through New York yesterday, naked, half naked, topless.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Well, that's legal in New York.
That's why I don't have a TV on in the studio, because it would be very distracting.
It could be distracting.
It definitely can be. You know,
let's work on this queue again. Hey, Doug, do you want to talk about China?
I would like to have people know.
Maybe you just need me to do it. That's
in China.
Yeah,
right.
Easy. Yeah, pay attention to the girl.
Yeah, I know you do. So predictable. China is preparing for 2 million extra babies a year as a result of loosening its one-child birth limit that will allow more couples to have two children. The Communist Party introduced birth limits back in 1980 to curb population growth. Now, I'm not much of a commie, but the idea is a good one. We don't do this, the planet is doomed. The Indians are going to destroy the planet just by what's going on birth-wise over there. The rule of thumb with lots of religious zealots is get more Catholics, get more Jews, get more of this group, get more Muslims, whatever, whoever, get more of them so we don't lose where the value of our religion or our country doesn't go down, doesn't diminish. And in that sort of picayune, foolish, almost stupidly ignorant thinking, it isn't almost, it is stupidly ignorant thinking, we add to the woes of the planet to the point where it cannot sustain itself. But anyway, who cares? It'll be 100 years from now, and none of us will be around. So that's the way people think. Back to the Chinese, the pressure being brought about by parents. Remember now, before the newest, the most relative Chinese revolution, didn't have anything to do with Mao Zedong, had to do with money.
the money revolution is what they ought to call it. Chinese products, goods, services, that sort of thing became paramount on the world stage. And with that came extraordinary affluence, a middle class like we used to have here in America, but we don't anymore. The Chinese have a middle class. They actually have a middle class. And so these middle class people want to have more than one child. And they haven't been able to, but pressure been brought to bear. Remember now, the communist government is there at the will now of the people. It used to be by force, but they can't force it anymore because the economic engine that they've created is a monster.
Yep, they started ordering salad shooters on the internet. Yep. And it was all over.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, that's it. People want salad shooters everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Buicks.
And Buicks.
Everybody wants
absolutely
to drive it. The most popular car in China
big
is the Buick.
Yeah.
Middle America.
Really?
Middle America. Listen to me.
Middle
Chinese men,
middle-class
how do we
Chinese
call them? Middle-class Chineseers want to drive.
Thank you for not saying Chinaman.
A Buick.
Thank you.
There's but no accounting for
the
taste.
I didn't use the word. I'll never forget. Never, ever.
Don't even say it. Don't
ever
even say it.
Well, I won't use the word.
Yeah, don't go there. Don't.
My father, when my son and my daughter and my former wife and I went to China, my father said to Brendan, be careful of those blanks.
Finger on the dumb button.
No, I didn't use the word, and I'm not going to. It's not as bad as the N-word. It begins with a C and has an H and an I and a K in it. Anyway, be careful of them. They can't be trusted. All right?
That's old school, man.
It sure is.
My grandparents didn't like the Japanese.
Oh, yeah, to be careful of the Japs, right? Well, exactly the same thing.
Hey, listen, let's look at this. You know, being an adoptive parent, I see a lot of adoption cases where these kids from China come and, you know, and are just given up just because of the law.
Right.
At some point, and it's mostly girls that get sent out of the country.
Yeah, they don't want the
at some point, the government's got to be looking around and going,
how are we
going
to have
how are we going to reproduce?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I told you.
We refund those girls.
That one of the jobs that Tony, my former wife, had, she was a lawyer in a law firm that specialized in adopting Chinese babies. And she facilitated hundreds of adoptions when she was working in this law firm. And it was putting together the families and doing the right screening and all of that sort of thing. It was really very worrying. I remember, I never met any of the families, but I remember how it was one of the jobs that turned her on most. She was a good
neat
school, but it was really great.
It's a really neat thing.
Parents
get
so happy. I mean, you know how it is, Richie. How happy you are when you are able to put it
it's
all together.
It's a cool
together
process.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of things that are cool in the cool process, Dr. Joy Brown will help you save an important friendship in a moment here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A New York man has filed a lawsuit in a Manhattan court for $2 undecillion. That amount, which is a 2 with 36 zeros after it, is more money than exists in all the world. He claims his finger became infected after he was bitten by a dog, and he's suing the dog's owners, New York City, two hospitals, a department store, a bakery, and 1,000 other people. The lawsuit, contained in 22 handwritten pages, may be the most frivolous lawsuit ever filed. Not surprisingly, the man is representing himself, probably so he doesn't have to pay a huge contingency fee to a lawyer. Let's be fair, there are at least a gazillion reasons why this lawsuit should be thrown out of court. But that doesn't mean it won't cost someone. The man has filed at least 20 other lawsuits over the past 10 years, and somehow the courts keep letting him do this over and over again. Learn how frivolous lawsuits cost all of us. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
All right, 16 past the hour. Dr. Joy.
What do you mean? You forgot my name?
No. No.
Doctor was distracted because I just slapped him into the corner.
No, no. I outed you. Dr. Joy Brown is here. Her email. Well, actually, I'm not going to give her email address, but her website.
Can you give my home address as well? That'd be good.
No, I don't know what your home address is.
I do.
You move around so much.
Yep.
All right, her phone number for her radio program from noon to 3 every day is 855-99 Dr. Joy. You can leave a message there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question about a relationship and you want Dr. Joy to handle it, you can very easily access her that way, and she'll answer you on the phone. So, because Richie and I are in danger of losing our friendship over matters that are unspeakable, the essence
speak
of,
them, speak them.
Of how we save this friendship, do we improve each other's feelings about one another? What do we do?
You need to give me at least an idea of what the fuss is about.
All right, well, never mind. Enough about us. Let's talk about somebody abstract.
All right,
But
look, we've got a situation here, and I can actually help you with it.
Let's talk about another one of Doug's friends, Joy.
Well, but you have to give me some. Doug, look, first of all, if this happens frequently, then we probably have to look to you, not to whomever you're mad at. All right? If you have to
hold on
to
it.
Okay. So then it really is. Can you give me any idea what it's about? Just
what, with Richie and me?
Yeah.
No, it's silly little stuff.
Relationships almost always break up over silly little stuff. Well, because by definition, your friends are the big stuff.
Well, he gets angry at me for no good reason.
That's right. Zero.
That's it. There's all no right. reason well, in the world.
First of all, right, let me look at that.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, nobody gets mad at anybody for no good reason. It's just not a good reason to you. For them, it's always a good reason, even if they have a relatively low tolerance for whatever the shenanigan is. So,
really? So
let's say this miscellaneous friend called Richie might have a problem with anger. He may have a difficult time when he gets disappointed in people, or he gets sad, or he's got a headache, that the way he is most comfortable expressing it is anger, which is not an uncommon phenomenon with men, because it seems like a manly emotion as opposed to saying, boy, you really hurt my feelings, or, you know, I'm having a tough
day. I've tried it both ways, actually.
They just get mad.
I'd rather express it the A way, with my feelings being expressed.
Well, but that's you.
That's
and that's
me.
Fine. Right. But I'm saying that if he gets mad for no reason, there is a reason as far as he's concerned, even though it may not make any sense to you. People always do things for a reason. So the first thing you have to do is acknowledge the fact that anger, well, he has to acknowledge the fact that anger may be his default mode, but it's not very useful. Because people, when in the face of anger, either fight back, which doesn't work, or they run, which doesn't work.
Let me add something to the mix. We're being a little facetious because Richie and I don't have the problem anymore. But I will tell you that there are a lot of friendships, workplace associations that are ruined by one person trying to make the other person better in some way, shape, or form without being asked by the other person to help. You know, here's how I can help you. I don't want you to help me.
Right. Well, but that's a slightly different issue. And what you do is before you ever, and look, I do this for a living. I ever offer anybody any advice, I say, are you sure you really want to hear? Because what I know is people on the air are at least part of the time grateful. People in my life never are.
Really?
They say, well, you give such good advice to other people. How come it's so crappy to me? And so before I say anything to anybody, I always say,
Give unsolicited advice.
Never.
Really?
That's one of the things you learned really early on if you do what I do for a living, is you never offer unsolicited advice. The closest I can come is to say to someone, listen, you say that a lot. I may have, you know, a suggestion about this. Do you want to hear it? I never offer unsolicited advice. I've learned because people take your face off.
Right. Well, does it affect your relationship sometimes with your friends?
Well, I just don't do it. So
yeah, but did did it ever affect your relationship?
Sure, that's how you learn not to do it. I mean, like, duh, I'm not stupid. Yeah, you say to somebody, wow, it sounds like you really have this problem with guys. Maybe you shouldn't go to sleep with them. You know, you shouldn't go to bed with them. So we're like, raw.
Right.
So someone says, oh, I'm having this trouble with guys. Oh, yeah, you went, well, that's interesting. You know, call 855-99-DR-JOY.
There you go.
All right.
855-99-DR-JOY.
Some of the most interesting calls you'll ever hear on radio.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. All right, you got a problem, she'll fix it for you. DrJoy.com. Joy Brown with us here on Good Day.
5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Person, maybe.
I mean, she don't have
in height, yes.
Doesn't she always have a different color hair?
Yes.
Is she the one I'm thinking about?
Frequently, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, frequently. All right. So that's she. All right, Rishi, fireworks cracking up. Number one during this weekend, 2011.
Go way back.
Way back when. A couple of items related to friendship, marriage. June is the marriage month. The kid that has grown up on the farm, actually a kid that I really like, he used to drive me nuts. His name is Tyler Rogers. And he grew up on the other farm up the street. Very good kid.
I used to hate this kid. His name is Tyler Wilson Rogers.
I didn't really.
He lives on Main Street in Framingham.
He's on Nixon Road. He's a wonderful human being, actually a great kid. But when he grew up, his father left his mother, and father's a real jerkleburger, and just left the mother with Tyler. And he grew up, fortunately, with a lot of men because he was living on the farm, and so all the men on the farm were handy by to help be a model for him. But he was so headstrong that nobody wanted him to work around, so he came to work for me. And he was pretty good on equipment. He was a little rough sometimes and broke a few things here and there. But when he was like 12, 13, 14 years of age, he actually started to be constructive. And I had him do a lot of stuff. And he worked on the farm for a long time until he went away to school and then went away and lived with somebody for a while. And then he came back again. And he has developed, I think he's 28 maybe, 29, somewhere in there. He works for the, he's an engineer, not an engineer. He's an engineer. engineer, not an engineer on the train, but an engineer for the tracks and the bed, and takes care of that sort of thing. And a very responsible job for a young fella his age. And he works for me. He loves the farm, and he works for me in the afternoons, evenings, and on the weekends. And it's so remarkable to see how he has changed over the years, and how he has become a mature adult. It really is. It's something that I'm thrilled about, frankly. The reason I bring his story up now is because he's getting married next week, and because June is, and yes, I have said the usual things that I always say to people who are getting married. He's actually married.
Stupid. Don't do it, sucker. You'll regret it.
So he's marrying a woman who came to him. I believe she's 40. She had a child, and the child's living with them. He's 28, 29, like in there. I have said to him, why are you getting married? You have a nice deal with this woman. What are you going to spoil
it
for?
Yeah, but you have a good thing going.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, why buy that cow? Baby?
Why buy the cow?
When you can get the milk
for free, right, mister.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
His answer, I'm curious.
Well, because he wants to. He says if she wants to and he wants to. So I'm not so sure he wants to, but she wants to. So I get it. Anyway, the month of June is normally, traditionally, what we think of as the month of marriage, right? What has happened, it would seem, is that it has become the month of divorces as well. And there's a new thing called divorce parties. A lot of cakes featuring weapon-wielding brides and black frosting upside down and stuff. People, when they get divorced, have these parties, and they're supposed to be the opposite of a wedding party. How many people have participated or know about these things? Anybody?
I've heard about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they seem to be, there are a lot of them scheduled for June, it would seem. And maybe that's because that's when the month of marriage is. But I don't know. I don't think I'd want to be, when I got divorced, man, that was the last thing I wanted to do, was have
a party.
Oh, oof. All right, anyway, food for thought, 28 after Good Day. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Griebel.
I worry about being dependent on foreign countries for our energy. New discoveries of oil and natural gas in the U.S. and new technologies for producing it responsibly have made that possible. Yet our own government has made it almost impossible to produce our own energy through burdensome and expensive regulations. If we look through the lens of liberty, we would see that we have the ability to change our own economic future and guarantee our own independence, but also to do the same for the world. The struggles of the Ukrainians and other Eastern Europeans would be very different if they no longer depended on Russia or the Middle East for their energy. America's beacon of freedom could light the world, not just politically, but economically, too.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We should actually, you know what? I'm going to get Michael to post that interview.
Yeah.
She was on with us for about a half an hour, five years ago, something like that.
Just with us that long? I thought it was more recently than that.
You know, you may have been gone, Rich. Actually, you may have been out.
Yeah. Yeah. When you were out sick, she was here with us.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Then.
An amazing story about a woman who was a victim of rape as a child. She broke through all the silence and the shame, told her story. One of the most widely read books of the 20th century was the story of her being born into poverty and segregation. Mm-hmm. She was a reciter of some of the most popular modern poetry. Remember her from the inaugural Bill Clinton? I remember asking her some fairly poignant questions, and her taking, and I wasn't, they weren't meant to embarrass her at all, because that's not my style, but I wanted to get into more, and I thought to myself as I asked this question, there probably hasn't been a question this woman hasn't been asked about her life,
mm-hmm.
considering where she came from,
her
how she became a cultural pioneer. She was 86 years old, lived in Winston-Salem, North Carolina for most of her life, teacher, activist, artist, described as quite a wonderful human being, warm. She worked hard for obvious equality and tolerance and peace. Big woman. I remember meeting her once, very tall. very statuesque, I would think, would be the word to use for her. Very majestic voice. Wow. And whenever you would encounter her, I only encountered her once in person. And, you know, when you're around somebody like that, or they're around a lot of people, they don't tend to necessarily pay much attention to the singular. But she was a lot like Bill Clinton in that he could make you feel like the most important person in the room. Mm-hmm. Have the conversation.
Hillary could do that
too. Yeah. Just reach out, hold her hand for a minute, and that's what I felt when I met her. It was that she looked at me. She was taller than me by a good 4 or 5 inches, and it was almost this, it was like a booming voice that she had, and it was her the sound. I've always loved language. I love the spoken word. I love to listen to people's voices.
The rock, the river, the tree.
She could say something as simple as that and make it sound mellifluous. She won the Presidential Medal of Freedom a couple of years ago, which is the highest civilian honor that you can win. Certainly, she comes from the same place that a lot of artists come from.
All cruelty that we serve upon each other and on ourselves never really go away, except by kindness.
Well, we should say kindness. Kindness. She was arrested in a store, a white store in Arkansas, for sassing the owner when she was, or that was what he, that was her offense. She sassed the owner.
Remember when people used to say, don't sass me, boy.
She was 7 years old. She sassed. She started writing poetry after that. By 9, she had her first acknowledgement in school of being a being an artist or a writer. She was a stripper. She ran a brothel. You didn't know that, did you?
That's something you didn't know. Keep making that up.
No, I am not. Read her bio, Richie.
I'm amazed when people actually plant onions and then go out later and hope to harvest tomatoes.
She sang and danced at the Purple Onion in San Francisco when she was 17. Anyway, her one of the things that she, I didn't realize this, she became friendly with Phyllis Diller and was on stage with her.
Really?
When she was a youngster in her 20s.
See that combination.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, think about this.
Wow.
Yeah. She wrote a lot about her people failing. She was critical of, as one might imagine, when she was a kid, she saw a black man hung from a tree. And you gotta, I mean, that was still going on. This woman was 86, so you go back 80 years ago, and people in this country were still hanging black people from trees. Anyway, she was someone who used profanity quite well, as well, whether you knew that or not. She was able to make it sound
almost classy.
Yeah.
I bet.
She did. She was able to do that. And people.
Mr. President and Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Vice President and Mrs. Gore, and Americans everywhere. A rock, a river, a tree. Hosts to species long since departed marked the mastodon, the dinosaur, who left dry tokens of their sojourn here. Any broad alarm of their hastening doom is lost in the gloom of dust and ages.
You know what I get from her life? That anybody can make it, no matter what you come from, if you want to.
And everybody has a struggle.
If you want to.
You want to,
right?
You make it.
You don't want to.
Feeling sorry for yourself.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, the essence of where she came from. She was a prof of American Studies at Wake Forest. Had been on the faculty for the last 20 years or so, 30 years. Member of the Board of Trustees at Bennett College, which is a black school for black women. in North Carolina. She'd been on Oprah's channel doing a satellite radio program for quite a while. But can you imagine the contrasts in this woman's life? I think that's what makes it worthwhile. A lot of people don't pay.
Touched by an angel, right?
I think she was part of, I don't know she that was, for a fact.
Yeah,
no. She was the, whether she was
TV,
wrong.
Kenny?
What connection did she have to Touched by an Angel?
I thought she had some connection. I don't remember.
She was on Touched by an Angel.
Now I remember her. Seeing her in the credits.
Yeah, no. She was on it all regularly.
Was she on
it? The friend, yeah. The advisor.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
No, you're talking about Della Reese.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My bad.
I didn't think that was
But I think
bad.
I remember seeing her name in the credits for some TV show, and I don't remember that it was that one.
Hmm.
But at any rate, a very accomplished woman and somebody who I take from her life that if you want it, you can have it. You decide what it is and you go for it. And America is the best place for that to happen. The horror of her life as a youngster, what she grew up knowing and experiencing, and how she used all of those things to gain, move ahead, and do things with her life that were amazing. God love her. 18 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right. So a lot of people want to talk about Edward Snowden. The interview is going to be probably the number one, or certainly on the top, one of the top items of the week. Certainly conversationally, people want to be heard on it. You're welcome to be heard here. 888-302 Doug. Email to Doug or Rich or Roberta or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Our poll today asks about Edward Snowden. Has your opinion of him changed as you have paid attention or heard discussion about his interview with Brian Williams? A, yes, he's a hero. B, yes, he's a villain. C, no, I still think he's a hero. D, no, I still think he's a villain. E, I go back and forth on what I think of Edward Snowden. I didn't get a chance. I don't think any of these things of him. I think he's a conduit. That would be my answer.
Yeah, exactly.
A conduit. My opinion of him is that he's an egotistical little and is enjoying the limelight, a smug little. And
but yet, what he had to say was important.
What he did, it was important. So that could be or not.
I'm down with that.
Whichever you feel strongly about. Kenny, what do you get for a response to what you said earlier, which was pretty strong, and it didn't agree with what I said earlier, which was pretty strong. But under the circumstances, this is what makes for an interesting conversation. The guy is a very controversial guy, and I think if I were to walk up to him, I don't know, as I said before, whether I'd shake his hand or spit in his face. I've never spit in anybody's face in my life, so probably that's not what I do. But what are people saying, more importantly, that are listening to this discussion, Kenny?
Donna says, it's not the breaking the law part I object to as much as running to countries that are worse and virtually enemies of the United States and doing that with our secrets.
Well, but he didn't run to Russia. He got in Russia.
No, but he was running to Cuba, which is virtually the same thing.
Well, not necessarily.
Might as well be.
Nah, I don't think so. Like,
without the power.
Ever been? Right. I mean, I'd rather be in Havana any day than Moscow. All right, so what's next, Kenny? What else you got?
Sue says, Snowden had many options to blow the whistle and make a good difference and still remain in America.
Huh. Really?
I'm not sure that when you're a whistleblower.
No, you're not well welcome. Look at the whistleblowers who are trying to make it. Look at all of the trouble that...
I heard some whistleblowers interviewed somewhere a couple of weeks ago who tried to take this NSA program. They were the designers, the original designers of the program, and they thought it got out of control and tried to go and blow the whistle on what was being done with it. And these guys were just basically driven into the ground, and now they're coming back and they're suing and doing all this stuff, and they're okay. Yeah. They're not sitting in Russia with basically no life in front of them. But I mean, they were attacked by the government for what they did, and when you're a whistleblower, that's a tough thing to do when you go up against the government.
Yep.
Kenny, he could have reached out to Rand Paul, though.
Mm-hmm. Or Rand McNally.
And I bet he would.
But do you think Rambo would have touched him?
Or Randy Jackson.
Yeah, him too.
I just tried to say Jennifer.
I said, do you think Rand Paul would have touched him, though, if he had heard this report?
Yeah, I think he would have.
You do?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, 15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, you're familiar with her name and her substance. She will do a television report like you have never heard, or at least you haven't heard
ever.
Yet today. It's coming up next here on Good Day. Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox Coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
He shoots for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way, like this one. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's see what the headlines are here in the television report, as I like to make sure that Jennifer doesn't leave anything out.
Never.
Never. Chelsea Lately.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, the show is over. Yes, she made that announcement a couple months ago, but now the last day of her show has been set. Her tenure at E! Will end in August with an hour-long broadcast of her show, Chelsea Lately. According to E!, they made the announcement yesterday, she departs after 7 years as a network's premier late night personality. She will continue, however, to air through August 26th with a month long of special episodes and guests leading up to the finale.
Do you think Piers Morgan is up there doing like high fives to his friends
and
everything?
What have they done with Piers Morgan? What's going on with him? I mean,
nothing.
Not
whenever she slaps him around in a big way on his, his last episodes, oh my gosh,
she did.
Was brutal.
Called him smug and
well,
he is smug.
He was terrible.
Yeah, he was terrible.
I know.
All those things are true.
It was,
they
was
around.
Great television, man. I loved it.
All right, Stacey Dash.
Yeah, you might remember her from Clueless. She came. She was very.
I have a lot of people that I know who come from Clueless.
Yeah. Well, you know, she was in the movie with Alicia Silverstone. She was very vocal on Twitter about her support for Mitt Romney in the last presidential election. And now Fox News Channel has picked her up. She's going to be a new contributor for the network. This is good for them. This is someone who's got some cultural importance to people in a demographic that's probably very attractive to Fox right now.
No. She looks Latina or something.
She's black.
She's black? Okay.
Yeah, she'll be doing
cultural. Wow. Let's get a black conservative on because they don't have any black conservatives.
Come on.
Dr. Ben, what's his name?
She's from Barbados, and she's Mexican.
Oh, really? No, I thought she was.
All right, I'm not sure.
Cultural analysis and commentary. Okay. She'll be on the
Hulu
primetime.
Is going to take over community? How does that work? Come on, let's go.
Okay, one, two, so what happens is sometimes these shows get canceled, and then other networks and other cable networks will try to pick them up if they're successful. Well, now Hulu's throwing their hat in the ring and saying, Community has a very big cult following. People might actually pay to see that series continue. Let's pick it up, put it on our Prime package, and then all of a sudden you get to pay if you want to see Community go on. I think it might be a good idea because it is a cult show.
You're going to see that happen a lot with these shows.
LeVar Burton is trying to bring back Reading Rainbow. They started a Kickstarter campaign to do it, and they made $1 million.
In one day.
They collected it because they didn't do anything to make it.
They collected it. $1 million.
They collected it.
They raised.
Raised. Yeah, that's right. R-A-Z-E-D or R-A-I-S-E-D.
Pick.
No. Raised tears down. Raised.
Oh, I'll have to check in with Reading Rainbow and let you know.
AI is pretty up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mr. Mom, I'm not sure who it is. It's Tom Kreitler, who's here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, so we can call him Mr. Money. Mr. Money Bags, probably more Money like Pit. It. Tom Kreitler with questions from the audience and answers from his mind. Question is pretty good. Not so sure about the answers. We'll find out in a moment or two, as this is one of the premier advice portions of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So if you have trouble with your home, if you have trouble with your husband, I will save that for Joy Brown. If you got trouble with your home, however, Tom is the man, and if he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that from high school? Tommy Kreitler, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
We will do our best.
Yes, we will, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddy. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing, the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America. CBW, especially among the slaves and participating locations, Boston Beer Company, Boston Massive, responsibly.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
Sure.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
All right, let's get some relief for those of you who have itches in your ditches at home. For example, John, who's listening to us in New Jersey, says, I'm thinking about installing an in-ground pool. However, I've heard that you don't get any of your money back when you sell your house. And I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think that's true.
I don't know if that's true or not. I put a pool in here, but it was a long time ago. And I don't even think about it other than when I look at it and think, hey, it would be good to go take a dive in it when the temperature was 50 degrees here yesterday.
Not so much.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I think John's got a good point because it really depends on where you live. And, I mean, I know a lot about the real estate market in New Jersey because that's where I was a home inspector for all those years. And I used to find that about half of the folks that bought houses that had pools loved them, and the other half wanted to know how they could get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it definitely strikes an emotion in the family that's buying the house. People either love them or they hate them.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's not true if you're in the southern markets.
Yeah,
if you're in Florida.
Right.
In Florida,
it's a necessity.
It's a necessity.
If you don't have a pool, that's a strike against you.
Exactly, exactly. So I think the answer is it depends.
Really?
But, I think...
Only if you're old do you need to bend.
Oh, way to clarify there, Mr. Home Expert. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Susan in Virginia, let's see if she gets a Casper Milk Toast answer from Tom. I recently purchased a new refrigerator and would like to move the old one to the garage to be used as a backup. I've seen this done a lot of times, but I also read that it may not work well. I don't understand why that wouldn't happen. I haven't done it myself. What's the story?
Why wouldn't it work? Well, the story is that refrigerators that are designed to work in conditioned spaces inside your kitchen are designed to operate on a temperature range based on what the air is that surrounds them. So if you put that refrigerator out into a very cold or extremely hot area, it's not going to function. The compressor doesn't function very well, especially in the colder weather, sort of the milder fall and spring weather. It doesn't function quite as well. It can be very inefficient. There are refrigerators that are designed specifically for the garage, and those compressors are built differently so that they will function efficiently. Gladiator, the Whirlpool brand, they have a product called a Chillerator, which is a garage refrigerator. And I'm sure there are others, but I know that those compressors are designed specifically to work in the garage environment.
Really?
Yep. That's due to a temperature swing.
All right.
I never knew that.
No. Well, you know, there's a lot of things you don't know.
I know.
But the fact that I didn't
That's
know
the one
is
thing.
Important.
That's the one thing Richie didn't know.
Yeah. Julian Montana wants to have you discuss some of the different countertop materials available and pros and cons for using each or all.
Well, there's lots of countertop materials, obviously. I mean, the most popular today are the stone tops. That would be the quartz and the granite tops.
Uh-huh.
But as popular as they are not maintenance-free, especially the granite. You know, they have to be sealed on a regular basis. They do absorb stains, especially things like, you know, tomato sauce and that sort of thing. So my favorite countertop is solid surfacing because, you know, it's pretty much maintenance-free in that if you scratch it, you know, you can sand those right out of it, and it doesn't absorb anything.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Where that came from. Tom Kreitler, who does not sing on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, which you can hear around the country every weekend, but you get a lot of other important information between he and him and Leslie Segretti.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.